אומר לך, לא? מי יודע אם איזה כזה איזה? Wouldn't Esther have gone in with much greater certainty if Mordechai said, this is your shlichus. Know what he say?
Honestly, my time to deal with Mordechai was saying to Esther, like, the gula will come whether or not you're involved in it.
Yeah.
So, and if you don't do it, you'll be eliminated. So he's kind of saying, like, who knows, like, maybe if it ends up being that you're the one who does the gula, it would have been, that's the reason, but if you had not done it, who knows why else Hashem would have had to do it, because
he
would have come.
So he could have said it with greater certainty. There's going to be Yeshua. It's going to be Yeshua. So if you go in there, then this will be for Karen. That gives, he could have said it with more certainty. No suffix, this is why you're the queen. Why else would you be the queen?
He's something on the fact that she had to warn it, not walk into the king without permission, not the fact that she was queen in general. The fact that she was queen.
No, Leis Kazai. Immediately, Leis Kazai said, for this up. Why doesn't he give her more certainty?
He wasn't sure.
We
don't want to guarantee
he
doesn't
know for
sure.
He's afraid of being wrong. He wrote it after Achar Maisa. Is it such a big problem to be afraid that you're wrong? No.
Wouldn't it be cautious?
But let's say he wanted to be cautious. Why wouldn't it have been good for Esther to pump her up?
No. Don't seem too confident. Maybe like it's, if she seemed to go in so haughty, whatever, it could like turn her off.
And it might be she may take too much azus. What do you say, Effie?
Maybe.
Maybe she wouldn't be mispallel enough. I mean, if she would know that it's a certain path, then she wouldn't have asked everything to daven for. Mordechai would have made her over, would have given her certainty. So she wouldn't have had the tefillah of Klal Yisrael. In other words, if it's so clear that that's my tachlis, that's what I'm supposed to be doing, because Baruch Hu laid out the refuah already, they wouldn't have had all the tefillahs. That's what I'm thinking. So we're in the middle of the sugya of this galgal. The sugya of Misgalgal v'osi. Boy Rab Zera. Misgalgal ma. What's the din of Misgalgal? The Gemara leaves it as a Iboid le'yivshita. There are three different approaches on how to understand the question of Misgalgal. So Tosfos makes it a very, very specific question. Right? Now, Tosfos begins with the position that we all know the din. What's the din of an animal, of Momen Amazik, that begins the Hezek in one place and completes Hezek in another place? We know that then. That is the Mishnah of Kelev Shenotel Charora V'Holach Ligodish Ochel HaCharora is Mishalem Nezek Sholem. The Mishnah. So Tosfos begins by pointing out that then we know. Not getting any cooperation. Maybe now. Okay, so that then we know. So what does that then teach us? What's the starting point of the sugya? Ochal notal chararav mechotzer chaveroi v'holach ligodish. And ochal acharora, forget about the hidlikas hagodish. Animal takes the piece of a cake from Reuven's field. Shimon's animal takes Reuven's field. And he ends up eating it in Reuven's field. I think we're getting somewhere. I'll manage to go to sleep. It starts up. I'll need your account. So, again, Ochle v'godish, the animal has to have the has to do the hezek in the field of the nizek, and then he's chayiv. If he does the hezek in a different field, if he does hezek in Rishus HaRabim, he's potter. Right? So that's according to Tos, that's our starting point. That we know that the din is, how would we phrase the din if we use Rashi's lashon? No. Basar lekicha, basar achila. According to Tosfos. No, what would you say? Zev, basar achila, basar netila. Kelev shen notel charore v'holach ligodesh. So if he eats it in the field of Shimon, in Reuven's field, he's chayiv. If he eats it in somebody else's field, he's potter. So what's the din? Basar netila, basar achila. Basar achila. Tosfos says that's a mishnah b'fereshes. We go basar achila. Right? Ubiyer v'steyacher. He has to have the achila v'steyacher. Tosfos says it's a dover poshut that the maisa achila is that's the maisa hezek. The way the Rav said it, that the taking the charora is like a hechshir hezek. He's preparing, he's getting it ready. Removing it from somebody else's property is not a chiyuv when it comes to mamon hamazik. Right? The din of... this is where I get stuck. The din of Momin Amazik, the din of Ghana for Gazlan, so that's a din only when it comes to human beings stealing. When it comes to Momin Amazik, so if the animal gets some kind of Hano, Mishalim, Meshenenes, and beyond that, if he's a Mazik, he's chayiv to pay the Mehezik. Alright? Where was the Hezik? The Hezik was Hashchotz Hadover, Rav Chaim's Vart. The Hezik was destroying the object, that is what's ultimately mechayev. Good? So that's Taisa says, that's not our kasha right now. Now we know. Other kashas of Bosar, the Bosar Ikra, Bosar Tramona, Amaisa Hezek, where you have different points of where the Hezek took place. The destruction took place at different points. The destruction took place when they threw it down, took place at the bottom. So there I have the specific Maisa Hezek, Hefsed Adover. It happened in different places, different times. That's a shaila. But Ubir Misteyacher, Ubir. The Hezek is destroying the object. That's what I'm chayiv for. Where did it take place? That's Taisa says, that's Adover portion. So that's not, that we don't have to figure out. It challenges a little bit, it does question the issue of Shmira, because my lapse of Shmira took place b'shas netila. So Taisus would say, the Torah holds me responsible because I didn't watch the animal. But the Torah says that it's the Hefsed Adover, which is the Hezek. For example, the Rav says, let's say, according to Tosa's understanding of the din, if the dog would remove the charora from Shimon's property, and the dog's owner dies, and now it's the dog shall hefker, right? So then and then the dog eats the charora, no one would be chayiv. We could not. We wouldn't go to the Yorshim to collect. The Yorshim said that they don't want the dog. It's a real hefker. It's in the will. No one wants the dog. So once the Baal dies, the dog shall hefker. But if the father is chayiv hezek, the Yorshim have to pay. So here, it wasn't this guy's dog. It was nobody's dog. So therefore, no one's going to pay. If we would say that Netila is part of the Maisa Hezek, so then the Yerushim have to pay. So the Rav thought that it's all part of the same issue, which Tosfos took as a Dover Pasha, which begins in the Mishnah on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. End of discussion. So what's our discussion? So Tosfos says, our discussion is an object which is rolling out, an object which is rolling out of Rishus HaNizik into Rishus HaRavim. A very, very specific case. If the animal, if it wouldn't, the way that Tosfos in a parrot says, it's on a madron, I have a ravine property, and it's rolling out of my Rishus into Rishus HaRavim. Or I have one of these properties that we have to walk up the steps to get in the house. It's built higher than the road, right? So if I have something on my in my rishus, and it's rolling out. So if the animal would. Tried this.
Tried the firebox.
So if the animal would take the object when it's on my rishus, we know what to do. If the animal takes the property when it's in rishus, we know what to do. Now the animal caught the object in transit. A very, very specific issue. Alright? And it eats the object in transit, but rishus and nizik. So Taisa says, "Oh, that's our Iboya. What's our Iboya? Do we have a... Okay, that's smarter. Were you talking about the cable was?
I don't think so.
No? Do we have another option? Okay. Why should we have this suffix? At the end of the day, the object was Nishus and Nizik. That's where the animal ate it. So because we have a din, Kola Oymed Lekotzuz Kekotzuz Domi, Kola Oymed Lisorv Kesorvim Domi. Right? Anything which is about to be cut is Keilu, it's cut. We have that, it's various halachas. Right? Kola Oymed Lisorv, if a person has a matzah, and the matzah is from Truma to Meya, and he's a Koyen Tomei. Would that work? It's a Kisorv of Domi. So it's Kilo is not Boilam. A Lulav Mir Nidachas. That's the classic case. Can you recline the mitzvah of the Lulav Mir Nidachas? The Gemara says, if it's Kilo, it's not here. So the it doesn't have a shear. That's usually we say it in the. Explain the din. So over here we're saying it's ke'ilos Rishus HaRavim, but it's not Rishus HaRavim. So why should this even be a question? That's how Tosfos is pshat, but it's very hard to understand. So the Acharonim say, well, because the animal did the masa which stopped it from going to Rishus HaRavim. So since the animal was the one who made sure I may not be potter, I really become potter. There's a Tosfos in the Peretz, Neshitim Kubetzes. And he points out Rashi. He has another kash in Rashi, which we'll go back to. And that is that if the question was Boser Achila, Boser Netila, so why wouldn't the Gemara spell that out? The Gemara spells out Boser Akira, Boser Tramona. The one kasha he has in Rashi. But let's now focus on Tosfos. And then he says, V'lechei nira da'ochi pei rushoi. And he explains that the chotzer ha'nizik is b'medron on a slope. V'hoyu ha'amir misgal gelvin noifel b'shus ha'rabim. Lulei ha'beheim ha'shima ha'gvose. So mi arminan, do we say that it's ki'ilu notoltei ha'beheim b'shus ha'rabim kemen shesoyfe lipol sham. Vim notoltei b'shus ha'rabim v'ochlosei b'chotzer ha'nizik loy mechayeve. So be inon tarvayu bechotzer anizik lekicha v'achila. This is Ben Peretz says that he's assuming that one requires both the netila and the achila to be bechotzer anizik, right? The kelev, the dog which took the charorim bechotzer anizik. And aided Peshus Rabbim is Potter. This is not because we're going Basar Achila. Wrong interpretation. It's because there is one Mais Hezek. It's Netila and it's Achila. And you have to have both the entire Hezek in the Rishus, which is going to be Machayiv Hezek. Different way of looking at it. Right? We, Tosfos said, and our Tosfos said, that Rashi's Iboy is not Niboya because it's a Meferish Mishnah. Tosfos Ben Peretz is saying that's Tosfos L'shitas Rashi. Rashi, the way you understand things, you shouldn't have a kasha. But the emes is that you need to have the entire Masa Hezek in the Rishus HaMachayim. That's probably the easiest way to understand. There's one Mais Hezek. It begins when the animal picks up the object and it's completed when it's destroyed. Good. Now, the Torah says the Mais Hezek has to happen b'shus ha'nizek to be chayiv. Good. That's our chayiv. So Tosfos Peretz says that there's one very specific question over here. Kevin shen atoltoi v'chotzer nizik v'chlosoi sham mechayiva. Do we say poshut? It is what it is. It's true. It's rolling down. It's going to get into the Rishus HaRabim. But right now, it's in the Rishus HaNizik. Fine. So what's the? Why even raise the question? Chayiv. That's one mahalach. What's the svara to say that this thing is rolling down and it's going to make it to Rishus HaRabim? What's the svara to say that? Why would there even be a sofik? Imamish followed the pasuk. Ubir b'stei acher. Good. So now he's eating from something that's temporarily b'shus nizik. Good. So that's the nizik was lucky. The animal ate it before it b'shus rabbin. What's the svara to say? No good, Yaakov.
If the Torah b'shus rabbin, like maybe if you don't view it as a din in the makom. Rather, if it's in the food, like when the food is in that place, you're potter from eating it. So maybe now it's like, since it's headed to Rishus HaRabim, it's like Rishus HaRabim dig the food.
So and why would that make sense?
Why would that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's definitely going to end up in Rishus HaRabim.
Better? Say better? What would be the logical basis to say that food that's on its way to the Rishus HaRabim, I shouldn't be responsible for? So you can say lomdus, you can say it has a challah shem fruit of Rishus HaRabim. Good, okay. Maybe you could say something that's more svaridic. Go ahead.
But I saw the Amos Shlomo equate this to Zohar Eben Rosh. He said that it really looks like the same exact case. So So if we know that case, it's considered as if it's there already. It's already Mar Tzvira Tavar. So this could be the same exact thing. He says that's how you read the sugya, by the way. And that's what Tosa's question is, and that's Tosa's suffix at the end of the day, end of the sugya. And he says that the cases look the same, but he says that they're different because going from Rishus to Rishus is not necessarily the same as Hezek itself.
Good. So
that's at least the kash. The kash is that it looks like the exact same mindset.
So what would be the svara to distinguish between Rishus to Rishus? Because at the end of the day, we are going to accept this suffix, right? Because we are going to be Masupik. Right? So what's the basis of that suffix? Zev?
As opposed to the Rosh Hashanah, that it was the responsibility of the owner of the shore to watch, Sma suggested that it was really the responsibility of Nizam to watch his parents in the Rosh Hashanah. So maybe here, since it's going to the Rosh Hashanah.
In other words, if the reason why chotzer and why peiros b'shus rabbi, why regel b'shus rabbi is potter, if the svara that the Torah is mechadish for us, the Torah said chotzer and nizik, Torah said that. Torah said ubiya b'stei acher, v'loi b'shus rabbi. So whereas ubiya b'stei acher v'loi b'shus rabbi, so we learn that Hezek Haregel Vishus Harabim Potter. Sma says because the Svarah, the Torah, Zeb, yes, it's a time of Dikra. Now he's quoting a Sma, so I want to explain. It's not a steer in Zeb. The point is that what is the Svarah of the Torah's Machadish for us? What's the Svarah of the Gezer Sakasa? Could be Gezer Sakasa in the story. Could be. Sma. And the Rosh said, no, the Torah is being mechadish a svara. What's the svara? So the Sma said, because I am not more responsible for your fruit than you are. So if you have your fruit in your Rishus, I'm responsible. If you put your fruit in your Rishus HaRabim, so I'm no longer, that relinquishes me of my responsibility. You patterned me. You take your behemoth and your fruit in your Rishus HaRabim. By doing so, you're saying that I'm pattering the Bala Shor. So Zev says, when did this tour start? I mean, it say it technically starts when the fruit hits the Rishus HaRabim. Or if I live in a house that's on a ravine, on the top of a hill, so every day I'm running out trying to stop my things from falling to Rishus HaRabim. I have gates in the bottom, right? And so I know the things are always slipping down. So when did I relinquish? When did I say, you know what, it's my achrayus? So that's what Tosfos is saying over here. Miss Galgal, very, very laser point sofek over here. Do we say that we could say, by the way, that this is a, we're raising the question of the Sma and the Rosh. Exactly why is there a tour of Peiros B'shus HaRabim? We could say we're lasering on the Sma Svara and saying, when do I relinquish my Chayvus Tashlumin? So that could be what the Sofek is according to Tosfos, right? And following Eli's approach, that could be the suffix that's introduced by Rishuyos, as opposed to the Mais Hezek per se. But L'chara, that's, again, so what are we pointing out? We saw that the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and it does explains to us two ideas. One is Rabbeinu Peretz says, and again, we can't say for sure that this is our Tosfos, but it's certainly within the same Mahalach of our Tosfos. So Rabbeinu Peretz points out that we really need to have ubir b'stei acher is sayachila saynatila. We need a ma'ase hezek. It's the easiest way to understand. A ma'ase hezek, the entire ma'ase hezek has to be chayiv. If I'm relinquished from my responsibility of shmir for any part of my hezek, I'm potter. Well, I'm potter, and then I become chayiv because he ate in the Rosh Hashanah. No. The entire Maisa Hezek. The entire Maisa Hezek is Netila Nachila. Takes us away from, we have to worry about Ellie's question yesterday about Gezel by Mamin and Maisa. Good. They're very good. So then, and then the Ben Peretz gives us a tzir, which we may have lost. He gives us the Midron. You're living on top of a hill. So now, Miss Galgel is a very, very specific nakuda. And that is, when do I, so Yaakov said in the Lom Dishatim, when does this become Rishos Aram Dekin Peres? That's good. But what's behind the issue? Why am I looking at when does it become Rishos Aram Dekin Peres? Because I know that the Torah says will be a Beseyacher. So now, Zev was pointing out, so we have two Mahalchim. Either the Torah is machadish a svara that I am not obligated to watch over my animal where it's very near impossible to watch over it, or the smos teretz, who told you to put your parents with shosaravim? So now, Taisa says, so papers that are rolling down from the chosid to shosaravim, I might say, it is what it is, end of story. Vibesteyacher, I was supposed to watch, my animal is on the midron. Well, that's what? That's my right to watch the animal? It's payers are going to, it doesn't matter. Right now, my animal is b'choser and nizik. So what does it matter with b'choser and nizik and I'm in a slope or not a slope? I'm chayiv, end of story. Or do we say, Torah says, we'll be a b'steyacher. But payers, b'shoser rabim, I'm not m'choyiv. Why? Because let the nizik take some achrayis over here. So when does the nizik begin to take achrayis? So that's what the Tosis would be pointing out. So the nizik already, if we use very strong terms, when was the nizik mafkir as peris? A little bit too strong because we don't use those terms.
How is it a suffix?
But the, was that?
How is it a suffix? If you're curious, when a nizik is mafkir, if you want to use that phrase, mafkir as peris.
Yeah.
It's very easy to figure that out.
Right. So the suffix could be, what was the term machadish over here? Could be a rai against the sma. Alright, that could be the suffix. What's Pshat Nabir B'Steyacher? Where does the Ptur come from?
Understood.
In other words, the suffix could be that is, which is the, what was the term Machadish Nabir B'Steyacher? Was the term Machadish the Rosh's Svar or the Smos Svar? And if the Torah is Machadish the Smos Svar, then it should be Potter. Or you could argue that hold like the sma, but until it actually hits Rishus Rabim, my yoro, what's going to happen? Maybe the guy will come right in afterward. Right, so maybe you'll be able to until the relinquishment of a chayis only when it's sitting there. Maybe there's a 5 second rule. We'll fix it up again. Right. So again, what I'm pointing out, and I'm saying we're speculating, is, as we always point out, it can only be magdir, that which can be magdir. Once it's speculative, then the lumbus is over. We can only go as far as we can go. We can't figure out. The fact that you can give different possibilities means we don't know. But we do know is that Tosfos has the Kointerino Peretz. That the entire Maaseh Hezek has to be Bershus HaNizik. That's Mufurish. That Netila Nachila is the entire Maaseh Hezek Mufurish. That this is not your classic question of when did the Maaseh Hezek take place. That it's not the question of Basimik, it's not the question of Kel Shanto Harara. Exactly what the din of Kel Shanto Harara is, it's not so clear. According to Rino Peretz, they have to have both acts, b'chotzer and nizik. According to Tosfos' understanding of Rashi, have to have achila b'chotzer and nizik. All right, but that din l'maisa will be clear. Now, what's the one nakuda of here? Very, very narrow yiboyah, which would explain why we would have to ask a kasha in the Yom Shlomo why the Gemara didn't go back to the sugya. I didn't discuss. Rava had three different, had two, three rayas over there. So if the Yamshel Shloima, you can't explain, was a titan, but I'm saying, but Tzarechi, why the Yamshel Shloima didn't ask himself, why are we going to Reb Chiya? We should have gone back. Right? But the point is that there's over here the coin to Tosfos, a very specific question of Peiros that are on their way out of the Chotzer and Nizik and on the way to Shusha Rabbim. Exactly when does the tour of Ubir B'Seachim V'lo B'Shusham begin? Then we can speculate as to whether the Tosfos is saying we have a Sofek, hold like the Sma, the Rosh, or whether we are committed to the Sma, but we have to be Medayik in the Sma of the Sma. Don't have enough information to finish that up. Go ahead, Yaakov.
Why would we make the Nizek Chayev and Shmir of his object before it actually gets to Rosh Hashanah?
That's what Effie was saying, that Eli was saying the exact opposite. Eli was saying that if we look at when the Nizek relinquished responsibility, or when the relinquished opened themselves, when, let's talk into the Hefker. Again, it's not a real hefker. But when I say mafke kalape, being able to sue, so when did I have my lapse of shmira? That was the top of the mountain.
It's already before it goes through.
That'd be one side of the Iboya over here. When did I say I'm not watching this anymore?
I feel like people are usually knowing the opposite way. Like if someone's backing their car down a long driveway, like they go fast down the driveway because that's their own rishus. Once they start to get Rosh Hashanah, they slow down because they don't want to hit anyone or anything. So like people are more careful as long as like they still are their own Rosh Hashanah.
Forget, you think people are less careful. The guy is speeding down his drive until he gets...
He's
probably like, yeah. Well, that is because we have images of being in control.
Okay.
Right? That's a different psychology over there. But what you're trying to say is there, can we substantiate that? I think it's true in people, the way that people protect their own property. I'm not sure if it's their own chotzer, so to speak. But to think about it. If that's the truth. So that's Tosfos. Okay, the Rambam. Again, if you have the Oz Lahoda, it'll be at the back. If you don't, and you have your laptops open, so you know what to do. Either violin or Hebrew books, or Safaria, and probably some Rambam website on its own. So let's look at Hilchos Nizkin moment. Or you can email to a friend to take a picture. And Hilchos Nizkin moment. Pere Gimel Halacha Dalet Vehei. So we'll do hay first. Kelev shenichnas lechotzer, because that's how Tosfos says we begin the sugya. V'notal pas oy boser v'oytzion l'rishus harabim. Dog goes into the chotzer anizik, takes the food out into the rishus harabim, or lechotzer acheres v'ochlov sham. So then the halacha is ma shenene mishalem. He pays the benefit that he received. He does not pay the hezek, right? That's the equivalent of saying potter, right? Why is he potter? No. Why is he potter? Was that? He ochlo b'shus rabim mishal mishnen ochlom basode shel malachotzer mishal nezek sholem. If he ate it in the chotzer on Nizik, even if it might be a different chotzer, Nezik Shalom ki ilu ochlon besoich ha-chotzer she rishus ha-Nizik ochal. L'chein kol ki yoytzei bozeh. Now what would you say is Pshat Rambam? How would you formulate the Rambam? Using the terms we used already? What's the din? Bir b'stei acher, v'loi b'stei rishus harabim. Lo netil la'achila, haschol la'soif. Both. What would you say? What's the What's the din? No? Was that? So Lachaira, so Yoni says, it's certainly true that you have to have achila virshus chotzer anizik. Right? Could be you have to have both. But you certainly have to have achila chotzer anizik. Now look at halacha and dalet. Behema she'oysa oimedes virshus anizik. V'tolsha peiroiz mirishus harabim v'achaltan v'achlasan birshus anizik. Harei adover sofik. This is the sofik. And this is presumably the sofik that we are learning. What's the case? What is the Rambam's case of Mizgalgel? Kelev shen behema she'oysa oimedes. The behema is birshus anizik. The fruit is b'shus harabim, and the behemoth brings it into the b'shus anizik. So the behemoth b'shus anizik, l'chara ma'ishmira is focused on the behemoth. The achila is b'shus anizik, but the netila is b'shus harabim. Right? That's the one suffix. According to Rambam, the Rambam does not have the reverse as being a suffix. The behema b'rishus harabim, taking fruit from the b'rishus anizik and eating it b'rishus harabim. Because then we would say, look, the behema b'rishus harabim is no shmira. The achil b'rishus harabim, so it's bir b'steyachim b'rishus anizipotar. Either is in the tila, so apparently that's not enough to machai for sure. Alright? Mishal mashanenes. The animal will pay, you'll pay something, but not hefz. When do we have a suffix? The behema is birshus anizik, right? No, I should be watching my behema there. The peirois come from the birshus harabim, but they're Reuven's peirois, right? Could even be Rabbeinu Peretz's situation. My shore is on my neighbor's property, and the fruit rolled down into the birshus harabim. So my animal's in my neighbor's property. He brings the fruit into my neighbor's property. Now, so if we just go basar achila, Yoni, then the Rambam should have a... No, should be poshim. Slam dunk. Shouldn't be any boya. Should be chaya. So the Rambam says, that's the suffix the Gemara is raising. Right? It's not kelev shenotel charora. I don't have to get nailed by Tosis as Kasha and Rashi. I have to have the achila. I have to have. No, so what's Taisus asking? What's the Rambam saying? What's the boy according to Rambam?
Well, the Rambam had a girsa, right?
Correct. The Rambam says the Rambam must have had a different girsa over here because how do you get?
But that's not the issue.
The issue is this. What's the suffix that he has? We're not asking Akasha why the Rambam didn't ask like Tyson. Like we're internal in the Rambam, just using halacha dalid vehei. Right? We know the Rambam's din legabe chatzin nezek tsroiris that if the hezek takes that if the tsroir comes from the reshus harabim and lands in reshus hayochid, that's when he's chayiv. Right? If the tsroir jumps from reshus harabim and hits reshus harabim, he's potter. Jumps from reshus hayochid and goes into Shabbat Potter. It's only from the Rishus Rabbim into the Rishus Hayochim. Right? Then he's Chayim. Because my Paris, I'm watching my Paris, and the Torah is Machadesh, Chatzinezik Tzoros, Rishus Rabbim. Now, obviously, if my animal's Rishus Hayochim and the Paris Rishus Hayochim, then I should be Chayim. Now, what about this din over here? My animal takes something from your rishus, eats it in your rishus, chayiv. My animal takes something from your rishus and eats it in the rishus harabim, I'm potter, chayiv mashenenis. I'm just potter being mashen. So it sounds like Rama holds basar achila. Then the Rambam says, v'hem v'sofeik, v'hem v'rishus hayochid. Right? Should be chayiv. the fruit is Bershus Harabim. So we bought him. He brings the fruit, your fruit, from Bershus Harabim to your Bershus. The Mebeim is in your Rishus, eating your fruit in your Rishus. But the Netilo is Rishus Rabbah. Now, what's the suffix? Go ahead.
I mean, you can stick with like the logic of like the smile of it.
Correct?
It's the Nizak's fault. His stuff is already in a situation where he would not get any money back from what happens to it.
Right.
So he's already Poshaya. He's also a Pshia, which happens from the perspective of the owner of the cow.
Yeah.
Because it was already in the guy's Rishus. And then it actually brings him to the Rishus. Now it's eating something against someone else's Rishus. But there's like a double Pshia.
Well, why wouldn't you say that that if the small svara is entirely, if the Rambam held the small svara, why would there be a suffix?
I mean, he should totally bother. Because it's still a Pshia.
A Pshia is not a Pshia in of itself. If the owner was Pesheya, so the fact that I'm also Pesheya. I don't think that's the next Gemara. We're called Mashana, Bracha Rashida.
What's that?
That could be
what a Bir Mistayach means. Like you can take it very literally, right? That's even though the owner of the Peros was
Mashana. Yeah, just
because he passed him to go bust out the Achila.
Yeah.
Like that was the halacha before. He goes bust
it. But yeah.
What is right on his fault?
Yeah.
Okay, but still, right? So you have two opposing values. That's why he's got a suffix. Because his principle is Basar Achila. And this is Basar Achila. But the Maisa, it's not really his problem.
But why wouldn't you say the other way around? Why wouldn't you say that the Rambam clearly holds it the Rosh? And therefore, all indications are Shavichayu, because it's my animal in Yerushus eating your fruit in Yerushus.
But when you think logically, there's no way.
Hold on a second. So therefore, my animal is eating your fruit in Yerushus Shemachav. Now, how did this food get into your Rishus? My animal also brought it to your Rishus. So the Hezek only took place because of something that I am not Mechuyev to watch out for. So wouldn't the Ram, isn't it more reasonable to say that the Rambam accepts the Rosh Hasara? No, Yoni.
Maybe when it's in Rishus Harabim, then like the fruit has like sort of no right to be there, and it's sort of hefker.
Okay.
Because that's what. But when he brings it back in, maybe the suffix is whether he like retains possession, whether he takes possession again of his object that went into Rishus Harabim. Is it once it goes into Rishus
Harabim? Right. So I would push back and say, is it reasonable to say that my animal by bringing your fruit from the Rishus Rabbim into your property in order to eat it is giving you bilus of it.
L'chaira,
if you have like a film strip, so at what point am I possibly getting bilus? Rishus Rabbim, animal goes to get it? I don't think so. Animal brings it in? I don't think so. Animal eats it up? For sure not. In other words, is it reasonable to say, you could say, there's a cause of.
But
is it reasonable to say that because my animal brought your hefketiker fruit into your rishus that you now regain bilus of it? I think if I would do that, all right, that I can see, I'm bringing your fruit into your rishus.
Well, is it really your fruit anymore?
Even a bigger kasha. If he was mamish mafkir, then
maybe that's
yourself. Yeah, you for sure potter.
Well, why should? Yeah, well, what would even the tzad to say your chayiv then? But Rambam says, I'm a Sofik. The Rambam says, and if the Nizik is Tophes, we would not be Mitzvah Yadai. So if it's time, was that?
He regains possession.
So I'm asking, is that a reasonable Sofik, though?
Well, if he regains possession or not?
Yeah, if an animal brings it in. It's not my friendly pet dog, you know. It's a shore. It's your shore. So can we figure a better Svar? Go ahead, Zev.
Could be the Rambam holds both smot and also the Xeris and Kasuv. So in this case, there's a tension between the two, because if you would hold like just via the Akhar, you would say that he should be Chayav because the animal's in Rishus and Nizak. If you hold like the Svar, he should be Pater. And so that's why he's Besafik in this case, because we don't know which one. Anyway, both apply. The Rambam is Besafik, which one to go like Svar or the Xeris and Kasuv.
the Rambam does say something along those lines, that the Rambam is being magdir the din of ubir b'steyacher. But wouldn't the Ram, wouldn't the Rambam be a much more defensible position, Safek, if he accepts the Rosh's approach? Rosh's approach, which, well, so go back to the Rif, is that the Torah says I'm not expected to watch over my shor, and when he does, Bishus Arabim. Now, you weren't mafka your food, Bishus Arabim. You can keep your food, Bishus Arabim. You can't expect me to pay for it, but you can keep your food, Bishus Arabim. Now, my animals and your Rishos, I better be watching it. I'm responsible. The animals eating your stuff in your rishos, I am responsible. The only reason my animal sticks his head out of your rishos and eats, starts doing stuff in the rishos of Rabin, which I ever said it would be b'steyacher. If it would eat in the rishos of Rabin, it wouldn't bring it back into your rishos. We would all say, "I got lucky." Right? I'm not mechuyev to worry about that. I can't worry about that. Or do we say the animal's b'shus harabim? The animal is. I'm watching this animal. I'm mechuyev to watch over this animal. So now. There hasn't been a significant lapse in Shemira, an obligation of Shemira. Should we follow the Svara of Rabbeinu Peres and say that do we need to have both the Netila and the Achila happen when I have a Chiyuv Shemira on it? Ubir b'steyacher. What's ubir? Is ubir just destroying the object, or is ubir the ma'asezek netila nachila? So in this case, ubir didn't happen when it was on my watch. You can say it in a little bit of a, perhaps in a more lomdish way, is. Ubir b'steyacher v'loy b'shus harab ma'poiter, or is ubir b'steyacher ma'chayev? In other words, ubir b'steyacher is a ma'chayev. That means I'm watching this animal. If it's b'shus harab, then the ma'chayev isn't there. Or was the Torah ma'chanish aptur? If anything took place b'shus harabim, I'm off the hook. The animal was there. The achila was there. The Netila was there. It's a point there. It happened. It wasn't on my watch. This Hezek would not have happened. It was on my watch, but there was a point in time because Baruch Hu said, you're off the hook. So, wouldn't it make more sense to say that the Rambam understands this exact cause? The Rambam understands that there's the term Machadish HaSvara. They understood that Chazal looked at this as the term Machadish HaSvara. What was the Svara that was Machadish? So, wouldn't it make more sense to say that the svar of the Torah's Machadish was I'm not responsible for Hezek which takes place by Shoser Rabbah? Alright, now I have a following situation. My animal is in a place where I am responsible for it. The Hezek is comprised of two parts, Netila and Achila. Part of the Ma'is Hezek took place not in my watch, nope. What's the svar to say I'm chayiv? Could be that my shmira is where the behemoth is. Could be that the Torah did not say that v'loy b'rishus ram is a poiter, and that anything which happens to ram obviously now I'm off. No. Could be that we say only the ma'is achila is the ma'is hezek. That's our sofek. Do we look at the netila and the achila? Just, I'm not sure. Could be all of them are sveikas. Right? But the nekuda that we're saying over here again is both Tosfos and the Rambam, even though the Rambam is closer to Rashi than Tosfos is. Both Tosfos and the Rambam are saying that Rashi's Yesoid is a settled issue. Right? That's Rashi's basic Yesoid, Bosa Netila, Bosa Rachila, that's Kelev Shenotel Harara. I need to have the Achila B'mokei Ma'osa. That's settled. Right? Now, Tosfos says that it's so settled, we gotta move the Sofek into a detailed Sofek, which may be very, very important in understanding what the Svara is of Ubir V'Steyachar. Rambam says also a very specific Tziur, very specific. So specific, the Rambam says he must have a different Gersa. Where part of the Maisa Hezek, or what the Rambam called the Hechsher Maisa, took place B'Shus HaRabim. So is that enough to patur me up? Everything else is B'Shus HaYoch. Do I need to have the entire Parsha Ubir, the entire Ubir, Beheima, Netila, Achila, Al B'Shus HaNizek, or the moment that he's not there, I'm potter. The moment that he's not on my watch, I'm potter. Or is it enough to have the Maisa Achila and the Behema on my watch? And Safek. And just to summarize Rashi, so Rashi says it's a Yesodistic issue over here. Right? Rashi spells out Basar achila azlinan b'tura oy basar de shoklaloi azlinan v'chayevis. Rashi says it's not a laser focused issue of chotzer, and it's not laser focused in terms of exactly where the mice and the tila took place. No. Rashi says, and that's what is so difficult, because this particular question whether it's Basar Achila, Basar Soif, Basar Netila, Basar Achila, L'chairam, comes up in many different iterations. Right? It comes up in the Kelev Shenotel, comes up in, it may come up in Zarak Mirosh Agag, it may come up in Chazin as a Ketroir is being made to Mirushus Haram Shusay Yochid. It may come up in Kelev She'ochal Imra, according to Rosh, that it's the beginning is Dover Mishun and the end is a normal Maisa Hamahana. So the other Rishonim say, well, it's, you don't have to get involved in any of these questions because it's a very specific question up here. It doesn't relate. According to Rashi, we have to understand why this specific tzior is different than all these other cases. But it's not the same as Kelev Shenot L'Charora. Now the most common answer, the Nachlas David and the Rav from different angles say Kelev Shenot L'Charora is just a little bit too far. He picked it up, he ran it from Shus, he can't say it's one Maisa Hezek. Our case, it's not, it's, in our case, the animal didn't move, and didn't travel that much. There was something in the case of Kelev Shenot L'Charora, which told us that we don't look at it as one Maisa Hezek. Over here, it looks like one Maisa Hezek. That's what the Gedolim say. It's very hard to be very satisfied with that because it seems very what's the word? When something's not subjective. Let's say subjective is one word with an A. arbitrary. Seems it seems arbitrary. Then why did we say in this case the better say in this case it's close enough? Like it's not close enough. Where does that come from the sugya? Over here, the animal kicked it. All right, I guess that's the difference. Over there, the animal's running. So over here, it's kicked and eats. That's one, maybe one mice. Over there, it picks up and runs. Still seems to be a little bit arbitrary. And if it runs slowly, right, then it runs and it drops and it pivots. You know, it's the, when do we say that it's two mice for one mice? And if we follow what we said yesterday, the way that Yaakov was magdirit, exactly when is the lapse of shmira that's mechayiv? Is the lapse of shmira. Bir b'steyachar means I have a chiyuv shmira which holds me responsible for compensation. I have that chiyuv shmira b'shus Hanizik, I do not have the Nechiyav Shmira Bershus Arabim. So now the din is, if the animal, if the Netilo took place in my watch, but the Achila did not take place in my watch, so to speak. Zemechayev. So L'chayra, so l'chayra, that one, the way Rashi says it, basar achila basar netila. And then the question is, why is this not aligned up with all the other questions of do we go basar aschola sezik or soif hezik? So l'chayra, the answer is that over here the Gemara is testing. This is in the same way as Tosfos says it his way. The Rambam said it his way. Rashi also says it's testing the question of ubir b'steyacher. There are general dinim of do you look at the beginning or the end of the hezek? That's vaser mana tvira tavar vaser miikra. Over here, we're asking the question of bir b'steyachar. When is the question of how much am I chayiv? Is the Baal is still alive? Is it one mazik or two mazikim? What was the value of the object b'shas hezek? So I have to know exactly when was the ma'is hezek am chayiv. Was it when it began dropping, when it hit at the bottom, when it's your tovar? If I want to know whether something was mishuna or not mishuna, so the animal kelev she'ochal imra, so the pouncing was mishuna, the eating was not mishuna. No, how am I magdir this? The beginning or the end? One mice or two mice? What Rashi's raising over here, what the Gemara is raising over here, is in the context of ubir b'steyacher, that the Torah says a special din in Shein Verego. So does the Torah require that every aspect of the Hezek takes place B'Rishusei Shel Acher? Or does the Torah require that the, in this case, the Hefsid Ochlin? So how is it different than Kelev Shenotel Harora? How is that different than Misgalgel? Why should Misgalgel, the animal knocks it out from one rishus to the other rishus? Okay, obviously, it's not, it doesn't have kavanah to do so. Misgalgel v'osim rishus ayochel rishus arabim. So why, and what's the basis to say that that is not governed by Kelev Shen not al Harora? That's the Eisen Nekash against Rashi. Nachlas Dovid and the Rav say that over here it's easier to view it as one Maisa Hezek than Kelev Shenotel Harora. Over there, it's easier to say that the Achil is Machayev, that the Netila is an insignificant part of the Maisa Hezek of Shame. Over here, and therefore, there we only go Basar Achila. Over here, since the Netila took place right before the Achila, so maybe even if the Achila takes place in a Mokim Torah, I should still be Chayiv. Seems arbitrary. Since the netil of the animal was right before the achila, so maybe it's ki'ilu. It's one lung. And even though the achila takes place in Mokim Torah, I should still be chayiv. The Miri says that Miri is very critical of all the other shitas. And the Miri says it's talking about a situation where an animal has begun the maisa hezek b'shus hayachet. Began eating Meshus HaYachid and continues eating Meshus HaRab or vice versa. So there the Miri says, I have one activity, one Maisa Hezek. It happens to that very Maisa Hezek, the Achil itself, Misgalgal, it means as he's eating it, that it's not that the Shokla and then Ochla. Bosser Shokla Rashi. Miri says, I'm one large Maisa Achila. Do I split up the Maisa Achila based on the Chotzer? Do I say no? That it's one Maisa Achila. Misgalgal, do I go with the beginning of the Maisa Achila? Or do I do Basher Usham? That's the Sofik. Hayoyz, that I began and the animal then schleps it out, maybe it should become chayiv. So the Rashi would be something along those lines. That's where the Rav and the Nachal Tov would explain. That heyois, that the netila was juxtaposed to the achila, nothing else happened in between. So now I have to ask whether it's considered to be all one maisa. Masha'ena Cain, when the dog picks it up and runs away, then I cannot conjoin those two. Alright, that's the best we can do in Rashi. Good. So we have the four shittas in the sugya. Rashi, Meiri, and Tosfos and Rambam. Tosfos is the most mechudesh dik that says it's a din of peiros that are rolling out. What's the din of those peiros? But at Lechaira, Tosfos is following the sheet of the Rosh, and the Rambam understands it to be a very specific safek of beimish oimedes v'shus hanizik. Lechaira, the Rambam is following the sheet of the Rosh in understanding what is the hesber for the gzeiras hakasav will be er b'stei acher. And l'chayram, the Rashi following the Rav Nachlas David is saying that what makes this case different is the juxtaposition of the two parts of the Maisa Hezek. That if the two parts can be distinguished from each other, so then we have other sugyas that discuss Haschola and Seif. When it comes to the Kelev Shel Natal, the Kelev ran away, was running. It's hard to understand. When it comes to the Hitiza, so one is the Koichai. When it comes to Kelev Shel Ochel Imra, it's because one looks like Karen and one looks like Shane. Over here, this is the mice of Shane, the Tila and Achila, and they're juxtaposed to each other. And you need an Atila in order to have an Achila. So Yois, that you have one, we would normally call it one mice Achila, like the Meiri says. So the Sofek, which the Gemara is raising, I have a masa. Normally, I'd call it masa achila. In this particular case, if we divide up the action, we can say that there was a separate mice and the tila because it took place in a separate rishus. So the question which the Gemara is raising: do we allow the din of ubir b'stei acher to actually define the masa? That's what the Mir would say as well. Mubir v'steyacher. And Yois, that the Torah says, Amachai v'uvram shepot in other rishos. So now do we go a step further and say that Mubir v'steyacher allows us to separate out a mice and a tila from a mice achila, which in other circumstances we would not have separated out. In other circumstances, Salon mice. But would have been 3 feet away, we have no suffix. Happens to be in one particular place where the Rishuyas are different. Okay.